His gaze as he watched the door was steady as a marksman's. He wore a carnation. At night, he always did. The snow, even for the time of year, was formidable. Fat billows swept across the lighted forecourt, like white waves in a tempest. The chasseurs, alerted for a grand arrival, stared expectantly into the blizzard. Roper will never make it, Jonathan thought. Even if they let his plane take off, it can never have landed in this weather. Herr Kasper has got it wrong. But Herr Kasper, the head concierge, had never got anything wrong in his life. When Herr Kasper breathed arrival imminent over the internal speaker, only a congenital optimist could imagine that the client's plane had been diverted. Besides, why else would Herr Kasper be presiding at this hour except for a big spender? There was a time, Frau Loring had told Jonathan, when Herr Kasper would maim for 2 francs and strangle for 5. But old age is a different state. These days, only the richest pickings were able to lure Herr Kasper from the pleasures of his evening television. "Hotel's full up, I'm afraid, Mr. Roper," Jonathan rehearsed in another last-ditch effort to fend off the inevitable. "Herr Meister is desolated. A temporary clerk has made an unpardonable error. However, we have managed to obtain rooms for you at the Bauer au Lac, etc."